I'm good. I'm good. What a weekend.
I feel like I've seen you everywhere.
Yeah, we're hitting it.
You
we're
are
doing it.
You're pimping out, and I like it. You're like on my TV screens. You're on my radio.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. You know, it's you know, as a recording artist, all you want is for people to hear your stuff, and so I'm really excited that we're getting out there and sharing it with everybody. It's
can
exciting.
Can I just say congratulations? I'm talking to the man right now with the number one song out on iTunes and the number one album on iTunes.
Yeah.
How good is that?
That's a good feeling.
So let's talk about the brand new album and also the tour, which has just been announced, the Original High Tour, which is happening next year, 2016, in Sydney at the Emore Theatre. Tickets are on sale for that this Friday. But let's backtrack just a second, because I was listening to the album last night and I'm really loving The Light. And my other favorite song on there is Rumors with Tove Lo. So well done.
Oh, cool. It's really interesting because everybody that I talk to, my friends and people in the press, everyone has a different favorite, which is really exciting. You know, it's definitely it's an album. I mean, I feel like out of all the stuff I've done, I think it's the most cohesive thing that I've done. But I also think like there's a lot of variety on there, you know?
Well, the thing with The Light, which I love, it's very obviously kind of similar to Ghost Town. It's got that dark kind of, you know, EDM vibe to it.
It's like a house throwback. Yeah, we definitely went into some vintage house vibes for sure.
What was the, what was the inspiration behind the title track, the Original High? Because I was listening to it before and I got some Madonna, I got some Kylie vibes from it. Is that a fair...
Oh, cool.
Is that a fair... comparison?
I wasn't really thinking it when we recorded it, but I love both of those artists, so I'm flattered. Yeah.
Yeah. And because you worked with Max Martin on the album, which of course you worked with on your first record, all the way back in, was it 2009? I can't even think now. I think it was 2009 you released your first album. Was it a conscious decision to go back to working with him, or was it just something that felt right? Did you have a good relationship with him leading up to the making of this album, or...
Yeah, you know, I'm such a huge fan of his work. Him and Shellback is the other executive producer on this album. And the two of them, I mean, Max did What Do You Want From Me and Shellback did If I Had You, which were the two big hits, you know? And so, you know, on one hand, yeah, I wanted to go back to what worked. And I had such a great track record with them. And they've been doing amazing music. And, you know, they're really nice to work with. They're very humble. They're very chill. And they really both know how to get the very best out of me, which I appreciate.
Well, let's go back to the song Ghost Town. I mean, that has got to be by far one of my favorite songs of the year. Just because,
oh,
and
thanks.
I'm not saying it's just to kiss your ass, okay? Let's just. but it actually is, because when I first heard it, I was like, this is not Adam Lambert. It's completely different to what you've done before. And obviously with the work you've done with Max before this, it's completely different. What was the idea behind Ghost Town? And I guess, were you wanting to come out and shock people and in the sense that, you know, create this new sound that you hadn't done before?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, as an artist, repeating yourself is such a... It doesn't feel right, you know? I'm always looking for the next thing and the next discovery and the next wave of something for myself. And, you know, when it came time to start putting this album together... Max and Shellback and I sat down and we all decided that we needed to do something different that surprised people, that was something new. And one of the things we talked about was just the approach vocally, first of all. You know, I've done a lot of big, over-the-top, kind of crazy, high vocals in the past, really powerful stuff. And that's something that we knew we were going to tap into for effect on the album, but we also wanted to do a little exploration of other parts of my voice. And they were really excited about, you know, stretching my dynamics that way and doing stuff that was lower and quieter and moodier. And I just think it's a reflection of kind of where I'm at in my life. You know, I've calmed down a little bit. Got my feet planted on the ground. I know who I am as a person and as an artist, and I wanted that to kind of come out in the music.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this might not even be true, but I was speaking to a guy who also works here. He's one of the DJs as well. He does club gigs at one of the local clubs here, and he was telling me that Ghost Town, the song originally, it wasn't it was a ballad, or it was written as a ballad, or it was.
No, it wasn't a ballad. It never was a ballad, but it was written to a the original track sounded a lot different. It sounded a little more like traditional, like a traditional pop track.
Yeah.
And then when we started listening to it, we were like, it needs something different. Mm. And I started telling them how much I was loving this 90s house revival that was going on that I was hearing a lot of in London and in Scandinavia.
Yep.
And they kind of went back to the drawing board and reworked it.
Let's talk about Lucy as well. You've worked with, of course, Brian May from Queen, who we all know you have, collaborated with in the last couple of years on the Queen, the tour. Was it different going into the studio with him collaborating on one of your songs? And it was kind of like, it was like your baby.
Yeah, it was exciting because actually this was the first time we've actually been in a studio together.
Mm.
Everything that we've done up until this point has been live on stage, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And such a treat to be, a guest of Queen, performing those songs. But, obviously the studio is a different thing. And I played him the demo idea for Lucy while we were still on tour. And there was a little guitar in it, but it was kind of, basic guitar. And I said, would you be interested in putting your magic on this track? And he liked the song, and he said, yeah, I have some ideas. So a few weeks later, we got into a studio in L.A. with Max, and Brian literally laid it all down in about 2 hours.
Wow.
And the guitar solo that's in there, I think that was two takes that Jeez. He got it in. He just nailed it.
Because I was going to say, is it the Queen tour, obviously, is that something – Would you go back to that if they asked you, or is that like a one-off?
We are doing a handful of shows in September in South America. Actually,
oh,
we're headlining Rock and Rio.
Right.
So it's kind of this. It's kind of like an ongoing collaboration.
Yeah.
There's no end date necessarily, but so far for this year, that's all we have on the books is the South American dates.
Well, you've got your own tour to worry about, the original High Tour, which kicks off here in Australia next year in January. That's exciting. Tell us about the shows. What can people expect?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't figured out what I want the show to be yet. I haven't gotten to that point. I have a lot of other things I'm doing right now.
We've got like 6 months.
In the next few months, I'll be putting it together, and it definitely will feature a lot of the new music from this new album, but also favorites from my other work.
Yep.
And I'm excited. I want to do something interesting with it. I want to provide a visual that really supports the new sound and the new energy of this album.
I would love, this is just a personal request because I'm a fan of both your work, and I know you've been asked this question probably 1,000 times because I've been watching a lot of interviews with you talking about the album and, of course, Ghost Town, because it's the same title as a Madonna song. I know you've been asked that question 1,000 times. Honestly, Ghost Town, your Ghost Town and her Ghost Town, two of my favorite songs of 2015. I would love like a mashup of the two. Has that happened yet? Has anyone tried to mash the songs together?
I haven't heard anything. No, I haven't heard anything, but I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, yours is obviously a bit more dancey. Hers is a bit more mellow. I mean, aside from the fact that you've both got the same song title, there's nothing similar at all with the tracks, completely two different songs. But I would love like a Ghost Town mashup. Even like maybe if you went on stage with her during the Rebel Heart tour, or she came on stage with you during your original High tour. Let's make it happen.
I mean, I'm a lifelong Madonna fan. I think she's fabulous. I grew up really, really loving her, and listen, if the opportunity came up, I would probably jump at it.
You wouldn't say no, right?
Hey, is this
I would not say no.
Oh, thank you, Gip. So that's the wrap-up, lady. I think we've got to wrap things up really soon. But I just really want to quickly mention as well, you've got some amazing fans on Twitter. When Ghost Town was released, we had people bombarding our Twitter account requesting Ghost Town, which we obviously play at the moment still. And they would be listening from around the world. There's a girl by the name of Camille in Texas, believe it or not. We had her on the phone the other day saying how much she loved Ghost Town, how much she supports the track, she supports you. And apparently, I'm not too familiar with it, but there's a big Adam Lambert fan group around the world, which she was telling us like has crashed websites before due to, the overwhelming support of Adam Lambert.
It's amazing how I get to watch how the fans react to things online. I mean, they've been so supportive and passionate, and it's great. It's a good feeling.
We promised her a shout-out, so do you mind saying hello to Camille? Is that okay?
Hey, Camille, thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
Okay, she probably just made her day. Hey, Adam Lambert, thank you so much. We've got to let you go. You know you've got a million other things to do. We loved you on The Voice last night and The Today Show again this morning, by the way, just to quickly mention that. The album is out now, the original High. It's number one on iTunes. The single is also number one on iTunes, Ghost Town. The tour kicks off Sydney 30th of January next year at the Enmore Theatre. Tickets on sale, tickettech.com.au. I don't think I've missed anything. Adam Lambert, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.